Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Federal Reserve is deciding to keep interest rates stable for now. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
They haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually on a sometimes bumpy road toward 2%. I don't think that story has changed.
Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These would mark the first decreases since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 began an aggressive series of rate hikes. House Speaker Mike Johnson had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. USA's John Schaefer with those details.
The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister.
We think it is not only foolhardy, it's dangerous for him to be trying to suggest how Israel should run its domestic affairs in the midst of their conflict. So you'll see the House Republicans continue to stand forward and reiterate our support for Israel at this very critical time.
According to the State Department, efforts are underway to evacuate Americans stranded in Haiti by helicopter. This development coincides with a surge in gang violence within Haiti. The State Department's reported nearly 1,000 Americans currently in the country. Helicopters are anticipated to conduct multiple trips from Port-au-Prince to the Dominican Republic for evacuations. A federal gambling probe has resulted in charges against a man linked to Major League Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani. The LA Times reports Ohtani's interpreter is the man charged in the case. He was fired Wednesday for allegedly stealing millions of dollars and placing bets through an illegal bookie who was already under investigation by the feds. Ohtani, who plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers, was with the team in South Korea when the news broke Wednesday. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
House Republicans are persisting with their impeachment inquiry targeting President Biden. In a congressional hearing Wednesday, Kentucky Republican James Comer accused the president of leveraging his political power to enrich his family.
We have learned that Joe Biden has taken action after action to further his family's plans to get rich. He shows up to meetings, gets on phone calls.
Republicans assert the president orchestrated an influence scheme and was implicated in his family's overseas business dealings. The House Oversight Committee listened to testimony Wednesday from two former business associates of Hunter Biden and Lev Parnas. German luxury and high-performance car maker Mercedes-Benz recalling more than 116,000 vehicles over a fire risk. According to a regulatory filing, the automaker cites loose electrical wiring underneath the passenger seat that could overheat, ramping up the risk for fire, in Included in the recall are the Mercedes-Benz GLE, Maybach sedans, and AMG GLE vehicles. The carmaker says there have been no reported crashes or injuries caused by this issue. More viewers are turning on streaming services for entertainment, news, and sports these days, according to a new Nielsen report called The Gauge. February streamer viewership was at its highest in 6 months. It found that over a third of all TV viewership is on streaming platforms. That's compared to 27% on cable and 23% on broadcast. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. John Holtzman is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's the author of The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism. Oh, do we need this? We need to kind of detox from all the misinformation, everything that we've been going through, and it just hasn't been in the last couple of years. Certainly, it's been coming at us like through a fire hose, and I find it quite comical, and I almost sound cynical, so forgive me, but it is the government who has been the proponent of said disinformation, but yet they're the ones that says, they absolutely insist that they're the ones that always get it right, which, when you look at the empirical evidence, I mean, well, if you go to MSNBC and if you look to them to get some kind of objective reporting, then you might believe the government. But, our lying eyes are not lying to us. They're telling us the truth. John Holtzman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Very well, Bill. Nice to hear you. I agree entirely with what you just said, and the book tracks with that beautifully.
Well, you know, we need your wisdom, John, because, we've got to find a way to break through the insanity. This has kind of been the theme of the day with every one of the guests I've been speaking with this morning, is that the people have been so overwhelmed with all this misinformation, they just don't know what to do. And I'm afraid that some are willing to give up. And we cannot give up, because in a democratic republic, especially when you look at our Declaration of Independence, those three most powerful words, we the people, it says that it really, by inference, it demands our engagement, doesn't it?
No, it does. I mean, the book begins there, that all the founders who knew their history, and that's the key to everything, knew that if they read Aristotle or Plato, that the critique of democracy was simple. Democracies tend to give away too many benefits to the people voting for them, don't keep enough for their children and grandchildren. You get economic chaos and then a tyrant. That was the fate of the Roman Republic. That was the fate of republics in Switzerland. And that's why the founders said that the only way to beat this is an educated citizenry that doesn't
exactly
give up. Jefferson started at the University of Virginia, Franklin, the University of Pennsylvania, and Adams gave a lot of money to Harvard University. If we just don't stay engaged, we will indeed fail. We don't have an option. We have to stay engaged. The good news, and The Last Best Hope talks about this, is we stand on the shoulders of giants. We need to, as the Beatles said, get back.
Exactly.
What we did that brought us to the dance and learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been doing a lot lately reporting on, there was a new movie called The Bloody 100th, World War II focus, about the bomber pilots and what happened with the 100th, especially. I mean, the casualty rate was incomprehensible. But the demand of World War II at the time was that we needed to have air superiority. And at all cost, I mean, many times these young men went on suicide missions. But if we hadn't, if we hadn't acquired air superiority, you wouldn't have had D-Day. We wouldn't, we'd all be speaking German, to say the least. So the idea, relevant to your point, is we are on the shoulders of many great men who, followed through on answered prayer of this great American idea, and they gave us a great foundation. And what you outlined, John, in terms of the journey and the current condition that America is on, you could probably give us a better State of the Union than the one that we got last month, to say this is where America is on this journey compared to empires before.
No, and this is it, Bill. And use your World War II example, that one of the chapters in the book is about Franklin Roosevelt, and they're always saying, the neocons are saying, we have to intervene militarily everywhere, all the time, all at once. There's no discrimination. There's no thought that we're not playing risk, that when our soldiers die, they have families and mothers and fathers and loved ones and children and wives and girlfriends, and they're just pieces on a risk board. And I saw this when I was in Washington over Iraq. They are not human beings, American citizens. That doesn't mean never intervene. That means we need to have a realist line as to when to intervene. And the line is simple. Anybody who's ever seen the world, the great landmass of the world is Europe and Asia. If any power tries to dominate either Europe or Asia and can do so, we have a problem. If they don't, we don't. So if you look at Ukraine, the Russians can't even take Kiev, let alone Western Ukraine, let alone the Baltics. I live in Milan, and I'm not worried about the Red Army attacking Prada anytime soon. I'm not worried about Paris. I'm not worried about London. They cannot do things that would endanger basic American interests. Thus, it's not a priority. Neither in Gaza, the Israelis are our allies. We should help them logistically, diplomatically. We should fend off people who want to destroy them. But militarily, whatever happens in Gaza will not accept the balance of power. On the other hand, China taking Taiwan would lead to them dominating the Indo-Pacific and then eventually Asia. This is something we should spend a heck of a lot more time watching. We should try to deter them and build up our allies so they don't make that leap. But now I've described a very different world based on Roosevelt's realist principles that got us through World War II. Let's go back to what worked.
Yeah, what a novel concept. Why not? Let's just, as you say, go back to what works. But unfortunately, this is the era of generations. You get the bureaucracy that comes in, and they think they have to fix something that's not necessarily broken, John, or they have to use the wrong tool for the wrong job. And that seems to be the case time and again, and especially with the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about.
Now, we have a great bit on Ike. I'm glad you mentioned him. He's one of the great realists. And only America, and this is the greatness of the country, would produce a critic of the military-industrial complex who was a five-star general and the hero of World War II. He knew what he was talking about because he'd been in that business all his life. And much as he cared about that business, he cared more about being an American. And we go into great length about this. And this is still a problem for the neoconservatives and the Wilsonians on the left and the military-industrial complex now. If you're a hammer, every problem is a nail. For them, every problem involves intervention. And so there aren't other things you can do. Alliances, diplomacy, geoeconomics, soft power. There are all these other tools, but they've brainwashed many people into thinking that if you don't intervene militarily, you're doing nothing. And, of course, this is insanity. What we want in Asia is to round up allies like soon-to-be superpower India, our great ally Japan, Australia, another great ally, build together forces in the region, cause the Chinese to hesitate so they don't invade Taiwan. Notice I didn't use the word military intervention. We need to think more smart in line with Eisenhower, because our history shows us that when we do this, we are successful, and when we ignore diplomacy and the other tools of statecraft, we're not doing nothing, we're furthering American interests.
John Hulsman, you're a breath of common sense. And thank God for what you just shared with us. And I just hope that our audience, not only that they listened intently, took notes, but they plan to share this with their friends and neighbors. I mean, this is brilliant. You summarized the issue quite succinctly and clearly. I just so appreciate your insight. We've got to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we've got more from John Halsman. Don't put away your notepads and your number two Ticonderoga pencils, because I'm sure there'll be more notes to take and something that we should all listen to. We're talking about his brand new book, The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism. More from John Halsman after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. John Hulsman continues with us, his new book, The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism. The fact of the matter, what John points out here is that we do have the answers. We really do, and we have been successful. And what good leadership teaches us is that when you've made a wrong turn and you find yourself producing results that you had no intention of getting, or let's just say they're the wrong results, right? Good leadership will say, wait a minute, let's pause for a moment. Let's go back and find out where we made the wrong turn, right, John?
I think this is right. I mean, Einstein's theory of lunacy was that it's just doing the same thing over and over again after getting a bad result and expecting a different answer. And I worked in Washington, and these are people who don't understand that if you're wrong about Iraq, and you're wrong about Afghanistan, and you're wrong about Libya, and you're wrong about the financial crisis, and you're wrong about COVID, and you're wrong about the rise of China, you need to take a deep breath, not be disappointed, but say, I need to learn something. Something's gone wrong. And the problem, is that they don't have a shred of self-understanding or self-reflection. And rather than serving the people, they merely cover up the fact that they were wrong. They either pretend everything went great in the Iraq war, despite it costing $1 trillion, leaving Iran the dominant power in the Gulf, leading to the rise of ISIS, killing thousands of Americans, affecting their families, leading to chaos in the region. And most Americans, I think, would want their trillion back if they were offered it now for all the problems we have. Rather than see this as a calamity and try to do better, they simply don't mention it because it might hurt their careers. I mean, I decided to leave over the Iraq war, got that one right, and did what Republicans do. Traditionally, I went abroad and made some money and started my own business and said, we can do better. And I wrote this book because the party is changing. And now's the time to come back with these common sense historical answers and actually help the people that I'm part of.
You know, John, I'd say not only we want the trillion back, we want our sons and daughters back.
Amen.
That, and of course, Afghanistan. And the thing, I consider here for just a moment is that how in the heck would the American people elect an individual who, according to officials there in Washington, who knew Joe Biden very well and made the comment that he hadn't gotten anything right in 40 years when it came to foreign policy. Why would we elect him to become the commander-in-chief and in charge of this? And what we've been getting in the last 3.5 years is more chaos, more incompetence. He hasn't gotten anything right on the world stage. He has made us more insecure than secure, which is the number one objective and mission of the commander-in-chief, is to secure America. And he's done just the opposite by selling us out and making us extremely vulnerable with open borders and relationships with our allies and even our enemies that are quite suspect and problematic.
Now, it's hard to know where to begin there, Bill. I'm entirely with you. The basic, and by the way, the guy who said that, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who worked for both Republicans and Democrats throughout his long and illustrious career, and is generally seen as one of the good guys in Washington, a pragmatic, tough, common-sense guy, who, among other things, by the way, said that the Europeans have to stop free-riding and spend more on defense. He was one of the first people to bare his teeth on that. And he did say that Joe Biden hasn't been right in two generations' worth of making decisions. And that really should have carried some weight, and it didn't. But again, if you look, if our lying eyes look at what happened, our border is a calamity, which the first job of the president is to secure the stability of the country. And just letting people in cynically hoping that eventually they'll become Democrats isn't serving anyone, certainly not the country. The first rule should be a state must be sovereign in the area that it controls, whatever that is, so it has agency and autonomy to do as it must. And Joe Biden has failed miserably there. We've given $110 billion to the Ukrainians, which is a third-order priority at best. I've been to Ukraine many times. It is incredibly corrupt. It is a quasi-democratic state that stopped having elections now because it's inconvenient. And at the same time, he's helping our enemies. He's trying to finish Obama's deal with Iran, thereby spitting in the face of our friends like the Israelis, and at the same time making the region aware that he has no principles, and he's trying to make a deal with the mullahs, and they don't want a deal because they know he's too weak to deliver a deal, and they're doing just fine without him. So wherever you look, the fact that he believes in this globalist philosophy is coming back to bite him. The rest of the world doesn't believe in this nonsense. They believe in the nationalism of their country, and we should do the same.
Well, and the rest of the world's not being fooled. I mean, even though we got a special counsel, you know, report here recently, 2 weeks ago, that, you know, that declared Joe Biden basically mentally unfit. You know, the world's known that forever. The American people have known that. The media, you know, has chosen to hide it. And so nobody's getting fooled here. And my hope and prayer, you know, you talk about last best hope, is that, you know, we're able to have a free and fair election come November and, you know, get this behind us and begin to reestablish and reinforce American values, not only on this country, but on the world stage.
No, listen, Bill, I'm entirely with you. Robert Hur's report is damning, and President Biden even obfuscated about that. He said, he brought up my son. He's always hiding behind this because Hur mentioned that he got the timing wrong on when he died. Mm-hmm. And he said he brought this up. Hur released the transcript. He didn't bring it up at all. Joe Biden brought it up.
Exactly.
And Hur, by releasing the facts, actual facts, and that's what we have to go back to, Bill. The facts are all those wars that I mentioned have failed. The facts are we have a $34 trillion debt. We haven't secured our border. We have an opioid crisis that kills more people a year than died in Vietnam. We have a school system going to the dogs. This isn't to give up. It's that now is the time to remember what we are and who we are. Go back
exactly.
to the principles of the founders and move forward. It's to learn from calamity, make a sea change, and remember who and what we are and that we do stand on the shoulders of giants. It's not too late. Now is the time.
Well, regarding Joe Biden, if you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. Joe Biden repeatedly, his default card or memory tape that plays in his head without any kind of, you know, leading or a question is always about the death of his son. At any opportunity, he can be at somebody else's funeral. Well, you know, I lost a son, too. I mean, it's like, wait, who asked? You know, and so there's no question that Joe Biden was lying and he got caught again. Look, this is who we're stuck with now until hopefully the end of this administration so that we can, you know, get back on our proper footing once again, John Holzman.
One of the things I have to say that's positive, I just got back from a couple weeks in D.C. I came over from Milan to D.C. to see old friends. And the Trump administration is aware that their staffing was not up to scratch last time. They're incredibly aware of this. And they're trying to put people in place so that when they win, we can move forward with this realist agenda and do better. Because there are two things that have to happen. In a Jeffersonian way, we have to remove this man from office for all kinds of reasons.
He's him and everybody else. You see,
exactly.
The thing is, to your point, exactly, there was like something like 4,000 operatives that Obama, I mean, how dare Barack Obama do what he did in undermining the next administration? You know, he transfers 4,000, in my understanding, 4,000 of his people that were in government, you know, in his administration, he moves them into the bureaucracy as moles to interfere and do everything they could to resist anything that Donald Trump was going to do. It's a wonder, by God's grace and mercy, that Donald Trump was able to effect all that he did in the 4 years with all the resistance from Nancy Pelosi on down to these 4,000 moles from the Obama administration, right?
We have to eradicate the deep state, and we have to bring in people who want to serve the country rather than the interests of the Democratic Party and its woke operatives, fundamentally.
Well, John Holzman, I cannot thank you enough. Congratulations on the book, The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism, book available at all the usual places, I gather.
It's on Amazon. Please go get it now.
You check it out. John, thank you so much. Look forward to having you back. Take care. Godspeed.
Bill, take care.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is deciding to keep interest rates stable for now. The target inflation rate, still too high. Nevertheless, the central banks hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of COVID-19 in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate's at its highest level in over 23 years. The price at the pump is climbing. USA's John Schaefer.
On Wednesday, gas was averaging $3.51 per gallon nationwide. That's according to AAA. But Tuesday, the pump price was just $3.48, 3 cents less. California drivers face the steepest prices, averaging $4.93 per gallon. The most affordable gas is in Mississippi at $3.06.
As of early Thursday, the national average price for regular unleaded gasoline stood at $3.52. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Glad you could stop by. Good to have you with us here. I'm Bill Martinez. And for more information on the show, you can check out briefly BillMartinezShow.com, or you can even spend more time with it. It's not going to be a problem. It's all right there for you. All the resources, past interviews and that, it's our gift to you because we're givers. Edward Bartlett is going to be joining us. He's the founder of Coalition to End Domestic Violence, former faculty member at three universities and former federal regulator at the Department of Health and Human Services. Edward, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill. Good to chat with you again.
Well, we're going to want to talk about this shocking new report that was issued last week that documents 12 areas in which globally men and boys are lagging behind women. This might be interesting, by the way. This report also came out today regarding the happiness quotient. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Finland is numero uno when it comes to the World Happiness Report. Meanwhile, Americans, particularly with younger kids, 30 and under, fell, you know, dramatically. We fell 8 spots. I think we're down to, what was the number? 20, let me see here. Let me double check here. Of the 143 countries polled, the U.S. ranked 23 overall, which is an all-time low for the United States.
Yeah, I've actually been to Finland, and there's they definitely drink a lot of alcohol there. I don't know if that has anything to do with that survey finding, but all power to them. But obviously, the concern is here in the United States. You know, we are facing. I think it's fair to use the word crisis when we're talking about mental health with boys. You know, we have suicide rates that are, you know, 3 times higher boys and men, three times higher than among girls. And then among girls, we're seeing this, it's not expressed in suicides, but we're seeing many reports, numerous reports. One was the Pew survey found that 56% of young women have been told by a healthcare provider they have a mental health problem or mental health condition. So, yeah, there's a lot to worry about from different perspectives.
Well, without a doubt, because I think, you know, I've had many discussions with Dr. Warren Farrell, who wrote a book, a pretty comprehensive book about boys and boys in crises. But the thing is that whenever you have one gender, I'm still a two-gender guy, I'll declare that.
Good for you, sir.
I still hold to that, you know. And but there has to be that balance. Because as Warren Farrell declared, you know, he said, Bill, the reason I did this is because I have all girls in my family. And with all this movement and this focus on feminism and everything else, and I am woman, hear me roar, at the end of the day, I'm sitting there thinking, who are my girls going to marry? You know, the boys have been emasculated, and they've lost their sense and direction, and my girls aren't going to have a quality male to marry if we continue this way. I think you can look at China. China right now is in a hot mess, and they're going to have, it's going to have global impact, because you've got so many, because of the one, you know, the one child policy, they killed all the girls, and you've got thousands upon thousands of male figures that have no mate. And and we know that when people are married, even when they're struggling and fighting and fussing and that, marriages seem to elevate the happiness and contentment quotient for the most part. So there needs to be that sense of balance, right?
Absolutely. And I have three boys. Well, I'm blessed with three boys.
Yes.
So, you know, we won't get into their stories, but I definitely understand your point. But you mentioned feminism, and I think a lot of the problem starts there. So feminists have come up with this term, patriarchal oppression, right? Mm-hmm. And they claim that, you know, everything that's wrong with the world can be traced back to patriarchy. Well, that's just a bunch of phooey.
Yes.
There, you know, and especially this recent report we put out earlier this month, we identified 12 areas, and this is globally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
12 areas where boys and men are lagging behind females. And if I can just, you know, tell you two or three of these just to kind of give you a flavor. So education, right there.
Without a doubt, yeah, right, exactly.
In virtually every single country, men are less likely to be engaged in the education process, less likely to be enrolled, less likely to graduate. Healthcare, men are dying 5 years earlier. Again, this is global. All right, men are dying 5 years sooner than women. In the workplace, the number of occupational deaths, three times higher among men compared to women. Homelessness, 76% of homeless persons are men. I could go on and on and on, but this myth of the patriarchy, that's where we have to start. We have to call out, it's really a lie. It's destructive to women because it tells women, oh, well, you know, you have no agency, you have no power to you know, chart your own future. Well, that's crazy and wrong. And
where does history really, a true account of history, verify that theory?
Yeah, I've been asking myself that same question, Bill. I think it goes all the way back to Karl Marx and the Russian Revolution in 1912, I believe it was, when the communists in party, they went at one of their key enemies were the priests of the Orthodox Church. Mm-hmm. And they were, of course, they were patriarchs, right? I believe that's where this epithet, patriarchal oppressor, comes from. It's all due to the the communist Marxist influence.
Well, let me go back and underline and focus on education for a minute, because I've maintained, and maybe you and I talked about this the last time, Ed, is that the system, the educational system, is rigged against boys. It is designed, the classroom curricula, I've heard this from other academics, it's designed more for the female mind as opposed to the male mind, and they're not surprised with the outcome that boys are suffering as a result of this. Unless boys have the flexibility mentally to adjust to the, you know, the one-size-fits-all curricula and presentation of what's happening in academia, they are going to lag naturally, because the system isn't set up for them. It's set up more to favor girls than boys.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Of course, we all know about schools eliminating recess breaks, and of course, that's something that's not good for boys. Mm-hmm. I'll share with you a personal experience. One of my boys, my youngest boy, when he was, I believe, third grade, got a phone call from the school saying, "You know, your son is hyperactive in the classroom.
Oh my God!
And
yes,
we're thinking maybe he needs to be referred for an ADHD, consideration." So I thought, okay, I'm going to go to that classroom and observe what's going on. I did. I went to the classroom. What I saw was a third grader boy who simply was doing normal boy things, like once in a while getting out of his seat to talk to a classmate in another desk. He was not in any way disruptive. He was not in any way, you know, harming the educational process. He was just being, you know,
just being a boy.
Right?
Exactly.
So afterwards, I said to the teacher, "You know what? I don't see anything concerning here. It is normal activity." And that was the end of the discussion. But I share that story. I think it is revealing that female teachers perhaps are less perceptive or less understanding of how boys are different.
But the fact of the matter is, and you're exactly right, because this happened to my youngest son as well, Ed, is that the answer to all the problems is get them medicated. And you know, we should do a study to find out how many of these young boys, you know, fell victim to the ADHD pill being, you know, prescribed by educators. Like, all of a sudden, they're pharmacists? Are you kidding me? We've got to go to break. More from Ed Bartlett after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Ed Bartlett. He's the founder of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence and former faculty member of three universities and former federal regulator at the Department of Health and Human Services. Ed, you know, as we were talking about, you know, about education and the impact that it's had in a lot of negative ways, sadly. And I have compassion for educators, teachers especially, because unfortunately, like everything in our life, the bureaucracy has taken over. The administrative state is running rampant here with all their theories and their ideas. And just as you said, you know, I think part of the driving force, especially, you know, in the perspective of female bureaucrats, is that, you know, we got to blame it on the on all the patriarchs. You know, all our pain and all our victimhood has been delivered because of, you know, the ruling white males over the years. You know, I have the problems that I have because of them. And they're doing their darndest to somehow make up for it and offer some sort of educational or otherwise, you know, some type of reparation for women or something. I don't know.
Yeah, this myth of the patriarchy, it's global, it's deep-seated, it's hugely dangerous. Mm-hmm. If we can shift our conversation to the United Nations, that would be good, because just 2 weeks ago, the Secretary General of the UN, his name is Antonio Guterres, he actually gave a talk, and he repeatedly referred to the patriarchy. Those are his exact words, as if this is something that was alive and well, sort of a daily threat to women and girls. And, I mean, this is the head of the UN talking like a feminist ideologue. It's just crazy.
Right. Well, and this is what happens when you drink the Kool-Aid, and it's only, you know, one brand of Kool-Aid that you're drinking. You know, he's convinced himself that this is the case, because the circles, I can guarantee you, the circles he travels, you know, birds of a feather flock together. I bet he's in the middle of all these other feminists that have, you know, they're all together, you know, at the cocktail parties, and those men who have surrendered their masculinity at a great expense to society. Because we don't need you know, femininity surrendering itself any more than we need masculinity surrendering itself. As we said in the first segment, Ed, that recipe, that balance, the gender balance is critical. I mean, that's when we're more fulfilled and we're happiest, I believe, you know, this side of heaven, when, you know, you have the ability to exercise the full expression of your humanity.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, just last week, just last Wednesday, we were in New York City. The United Nations is holding what's called the Conference on the Status of Women, and has it every year. 15,000 radical feminists around the world are descend on the United Nations to demand, have their latest demands on abortion and so forth. We had sort of an alternate conference where we actually presented this list of 12 areas of male disadvantage that we were talking about. The people in the audience were almost all female. I had no idea how they were going to react to this, you know, this litany of 12 areas of male disadvantage. Well, I was blown away. The women were so concerned. They were so supportive. They stood up after my presentation, almost indignant about why have we allowed men to be marginalized and to be stereotyped. They were furious about that. So. You know, bottom line is the vast majority of persons, male and female, are concerned about the fact that we have stereotyped and vilified men in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is that, again, I think what we're learning the hard way here is that if you vilify one, you vilify all. You know, it may seem, you know, very contemporary, the cool thing to do because, you're at the cool table. I mean, this is in a sense, it's like high school all over again. You get all these sides that are created and everything, but they don't realize that what happens is that, it comes back to bite everybody. And this is where we are. This has kind of gone full circle. You know, the feminists, rose up and said, hey, you know, we're, and the deal is that, okay, now you go and you kill all the males, so to speak. And now you're lonely and you need somebody to mate with and there's nobody there. You've killed them off, so to speak.
Yeah. The danger has so many ramifications. And you may know that Senator Marco Rubio wrote a report last year about the crisis affecting men, and he even took his argument to say, you know, if we don't remedy this crisis, we are going to have a national security problem because men will be reluctant or even refuse to fight for their country.
Exactly.
Think about that. I mean, when I first read that, I thought, wow, maybe he's taking the argument too far, but you know, I've heard men say that, you know, they are so disgruntled with the way that, you know, they are stereotyped in the media, and they're sick and tired of it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're dropping out. And a little bit, you can see a little bit of this happening, and I say a little bit only because, you know, China controls their populace in such a way, they're not allowed to go too far off the reservation, but here where there's still some remnant of freedom that's exercised, you're going to see this manifest a little bit more, you know, deliberately here in the United States. But you're starting to see some of that happen in China, aren't you?
It is a global problem that we're witnessing. Again, feminism has become a global, and I'm going to use the word threat. It's become a global threat to the family. We have falling fertility rates in almost every country, including China, including India, including the U.S. So, you know, we're seeing the vast ramifications of this basically Marxist ideology.
Exactly. Well, you wonder, relevant to this happiness survey, how much of that has an effect on these nations that are more or less happy. What do you think?
I heard about that survey. I haven't read it in detail, and I don't know what methodology they use, but I prefer to look at sort of more hard data, like, you know, suicide rates and men dying 5 years earlier, and the fact that, you know, domestic violence is an equal opportunity problem. Women are as likely to be perpetrators as men. But, you know, that's yet another feminist myth that this is, you know, it's only male perpetrators and female victims. Again, that's a bunch of hooey.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, let's we've got about 3 minutes left. Let's talk about, you know, domestic violence. The fact that, well, this is what happens when people aren't happy and they're frustrated and, you know, things are not happening in a commonsensical sort of world. You know, we may disagree on some common sense, but at the end of the day, you know, I always say the law of gravity still is the law of gravity. There's some things that you can, you know, kick against, but you're fighting, you know, some universal laws here that have been in place well before you were born, and they will continue to be in place way after you die.
Right. And according to the Centers for Disease Control, actually, CDC says women are more likely to be perpetrators of physical domestic violence than men. Again, that's from the CDC.
Wow.
And I want to give you a recent example in Pennsylvania. This is a female judge. Her name is Sonia McKnight. She actually pulled out her gun and shot her boyfriend in the head. All right, they had a one-year relationship. He wanted to end the relationship, probably with very good reason. So while he was asleep, she pulled out the gun and shot him in the head. He did survive, but he's blind in one of his eyes. That was just a few weeks ago, and you know, we just have to change the stereotype, because again, it's yet another way that feminists use to stereotype and vilify men.
Mm-hmm. And when you consider it, and of course you've done a deep dive study of all this, you know, this is all part of historical record. What happens when when things aren't happening in its natural order of things, you know, when there are attempts to social engineer and people interfering with the natural course of human events, or you know, just humanity. And this is what it seems to be, is that with all the disinformation age that we're in, and the kind of educational opportunities that are available, it's like with all the potential of intelligence that we have, it's almost like the result is that we've become dumber in the process for whatever reason.
Well, of course, you know, it's a biblical truth that you have male and you have female. And they are complementary in some ways. They're different in some ways. But, you know, 1 + 1 = 3 when you have, you know, compatibility. So, but again, feminists view marriage as an oppressive institution. They are trying to destroy it.
Yes. Well, because they're not in alignment with the way God had originated marriage to be. They're kicking against the reality. They want to define their own, their own marriage principles. And it's like, why are you recreating the wheel, you know, based on emotion instead of following the formula that God Almighty Himself had set up for our happiness and our fulfillment?
Yeah,
it's amazing. Well, we got to leave it there. Ed Bartlett, as always, a joy to be with you. I appreciate the time. Take care.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.